And now, Trigger Rolling, Trigger Favorite, Tri Monthly, Trigger Podcast, Game Trigger Show, Animalia, Trigger Fake. Trigger the Game Trigger Show about Trigger Animal Facts. Trigger, where are your Trigger announcers? Trigger Camp, Trigger and Chick. Trigger Pew Pew, Trigger Pew Pew. Trigger, and here's Trigger, your host, Trigger Devin. Hello, thank you very much. I am your host, Devin, and this is Animalia Fake, the game show about animal facts. If this is your first AF, no, you are not on the wrong podcast. This is still Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kittens. But this is our game show, which we do every third month. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to start the game. Before we begin, I have to clear some things up and apologize. If you listened to episode 9 before September 30th, you heard the riddle that starts with, "I hold the non-human record of knowing the most English words," which is the wrong riddle because we had to do a last-minute switch for episode 11. So the episode that riddle was for is going to be episode 13, and this episode is what was originally going to be episode 13. In short, episode 11 and 13 swapped. I can tell you the reason why in that episode, which will be in November. I have now re-recorded the riddle so that episode 9 has the correct riddle. To hear it, you can go back to episode 9 at 43 and a half minutes in, or head over to the riddle page of our website, which is at kingdomanimalipod.com/riddle. What were those sounds? They sounded prehistoric. That's because today's category is dinosaurs and other prehistoric life. Creatures that lived long ago. Now I'm going to hand it over to Cap to tell you the rules. Thank you, Chica Devin. Chica, every episode, Chica, there are Chica 3 Chica rounds. Chica, every round, Chica, there are Chica 4 outrageous Chica animal facts. Chica, and one Chica of them, Chica, is so Chica outrageous, it's Chica and Animalia. Chica, fake. Chica, it's not Chica true. Chica, if you Chica guess it Chica right, you Chica get a Chica point. Chica, but if Chica you get Chica it wrong, Chica, if you Chica get it Chica wrong, absolutely nothing Chica will happen, Chica, and we Chica definitely won't Chica feed you Chica to the Chica bloodthirsty Tyrannosaurus Chica. We keep Chica in the Chica back and Chica let the Chica velociraptors pick Chica through your Chica bones. That is wrong on so many levels, ethical and logical. That definitely won't happen. Chica, anywho, Chica, if you Chica want to Chica keep score Chica and play Chica along at Chica home, you Chica can try Chica to be Chica cool and Chica retro by Chica using a Chica piece of Chica paper and Chica online note, Chica etc. Or Chica accept the Chica modern way of Chica doing Chica things and Chica download the Chica new and Chica improved official Chica Animalia Fake Chica score sheet. By Chica clicking the Chica link in Chica the show Chica notes, or Chica by clicking Chica the button Chica on the Chica page for Chica this episode, Chica which is Chica at kingdomanimalipod.com/animaliafake/dinos. Chica, thank you, Chica Devin. Chica, and that, Chica is all. Thank you, Cap, for the rules of the game, and now on to round one. Let's take it away, Chit and Cap. Chica, is the Chica Animalia fake? Chica A. Possibly the largest ever species of frog, the Belzebufo ampinga, now extinct, grew almost as long as an adult's forearm and weighed almost as much as a bowling ball. Chica R is Chica it B. Dinosaurs are reptiles, as you might know. But what you probably didn't know is that birds, like Chet and Cap, are dinosaurs, meaning birds are reptiles too. You heard right, birds are reptiles, just like crocodiles and lizards. Score is Chica it C. 53 to 0.1 million years ago in Africa roamed the carnivorous ostrich-sized horror bird. Score is Chica it D. Pterosaurs, the aerial reptiles closely related to dinosaurs, but not actually dinosaurs, had giant head crests, from dagger blades to fans, from snout crests to discs, from ridges to sails. Alrighty then, I'll give you the usual 15 seconds to think of your final answer. Your time starts now. Time's up. It's time for the big reveal. The animal I fake of round one was... C. 53 to 0.1 million years ago in Africa roamed the carnivorous ostrich-sized horror bird. It was partially a play on words. 53 to 0.1 million years ago, there did live an ostrich-sized carnivorous bird, but they weren't called horror birds, they were called terror birds. Additionally, they didn't live in Africa, they actually lived in South America. So that means that possibly the largest ever frog was the now extinct Belzebufo ampinga, who grew to almost the length of an adult's forearm and weighed almost as much as a bowling ball. They lived on the island of Madagascar in the late Cretaceous. They were quite aggressive and bold, even going as far as eating baby dinos with their huge mouths. This earning them the names Devil Frog, Devil Toad, and, this being a kids' podcast, let's just say, the frog from... heck. Birds are indeed reptiles, and pterosaurs did have huge head crests. Scientists have a handful of theories of why they have them, including to help them tell apart species, attract mates, regulate body heat, serve as a rudder and flight, or serve as a keel, basically an underwater rudder, when diving into or skimming the water for food. If you got it right, mark off your first point. Now it's time for round two. Announce away, chicken camp.
Chicka is a chicka animal, a fake chicka A.
Scientists once thought the Brachiosaurus was aquatic because they believed that such a large animal would weigh too much to support themselves on land. Plus, they had nostrils on the top of their head, which the scientists interpreted as snorkels.
Chikar is chicken B.
Unlike velociraptors featured in Jurassic Park, who are large scaly monsters that hunted in packs using their curved claws to slash apart their prey, they actually weighed less than the average adult human, were covered in feathers, and, what less people know to be false, they likely hunted alone and used their claws to grip, not slash.
Chikar is chicken C.
Archaeopteryx, the first avian bird dinosaur, could fly up to 15 yards or 14 meters at a time.
Chigar is chicken D.
The skull of the Pachycephalosaurus, an herbivorous dinosaur, could be up to 9 inches or 23 centimeters thick. For reference, human skulls are at most only 0.3 inches or 7 millimeters. Animalia Fake will be back with the answer, some jokes, and round three right after a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Chicka, let's take Chicka this time Chicka to thank Chicka our sponsor.
Chicka Animalia Fake, Chicka is sponsored Chicka by Dino Chicka Chicken Yoga. Chicka, are you Chicka bird Chicka like me? Chicka, do you Chicka want to Chicka embrace your Chicka dinosaur heritage? Chicka Dino Chicka Chicken Yoga, Chicka you can Chicka embrace your Chicka inner Tyrannosaurus.
Chica, you can chica get weekly chica sessions with chica personal chica instructor leading chica you and chica exercises proven chica to bring chica out your chica inner T chica Rex. Chica, take this chica from a chica satisfied customer. Chica, I've been chica taking sessions chica for a chica month now. Chica in that chica squirrel app chica the neighborhood chica bird feeder chica thinks twice chica before trying chica to take chica the seeds chica for themselves chica now. Chica, go to chica dinochickenchica.org /animalia-fake to chica get your chica first session chica free. Chica, that's dinochickenchica.org /animalia-fake chica to get chica 100% off chica your first chica session. Chica, dino chicken chica yoga. Embrace chica your inner chica tyrannosaurus. Welcome back to Animalia Fake, the game show about animal facts. I'm your host, Devin. Chica and where chica your announcer. Chica cat, chica and chat. Before the break, we left you with a dangling question. Is the Animalia fake? Chica A. Scientists once thought that the Brachiosaurus was aquatic because they believed that such a large animal would weigh too much to support themselves on land, plus they had nostrils on the top of their head, which the scientists interpreted as snorkels. Chigar is Chicket B. Unlike the velociraptors featured in Jurassic Park, who were large, scaly monsters that hunted in packs using their curved claws to slash apart their prey, they actually weighed less than the average human, were covered in feathers, and, what less people know to be false, they likely hunted alone and used their claws to grip, not slash. Score is Chica It C. Archaeopteryx, the first avian bird dinosaur, could fly up to 15 yards or 14 meters at a time. Score is Chica It D. The skull of the Pachycephalosaurus, an herbivorous dinosaur, could be up to 9 inches or 23 centimeters thick. For reference, human skulls are at most only 0.3 inches or 7 millimeters. Okie dokie, I'll give you the traditional 15 seconds to think of your final answer. Your time starts now. Your 15 seconds are up. One could say they've gone extinct. All right, the Animalia fake of round two was C, Archaeopteryx, the first avian dinosaur, could fly up to 15 yards or 14 meters at a time. It was partially a lie and partially playing off of a misconception. The lie is the flight part. Archaeopteryx likely could only glide low over the ground for short bursts when escaping predators, as opposed to later birds who could fly. Secondly, Archaeopteryx is thought of by many as the first bird, but recently paleontologists, fossil scientists, have found evidence that there could have been earlier avian dinos. So this means that scientists used to think the Brachiosaurus was a water dinosaur because they thought such a heavy animal wouldn't be able to hold up their body on land, and their noses looked like they could have been snorkels. Two theories explaining their noses are to give them a good sense of smell or to provide surface area for air to cool, allowing them to keep cool while eating above the shade of the trees they eat. Velociraptors really were 100-pound or 45-kilogram feathery solo hunters who only used their curved claws for grip. Jurassic Park actually based their velociraptors not after them, but Deinonychus antiropus, a much larger relative of theirs, probably because they didn't want their scary dinos to be 13-year-old-sized feather rolls. And pachycephalosaurs had skulls as thick as a straight banana would be long. Scientists have long thought this reinforced skull is where headbutting reinforced itself by scars on fossils. Other research has shown that their neck wouldn't be strong enough to withhold in a hit. Along with this is the theory that the head dome may have been for attracting mates, though that doesn't really explain the thickness. Mark off a point if you got it right. You know what this means. It's time for Stand Up with Chet. Chugga hello, chugga hello, chugga thank you, chugga very much. Chugga, I'm here, chugga, to tell chugga you three chugga jokes that chugga relate to chugga the category. Chugga, let's begin chugga before and chugga asteroid wipes chugga us out. Chugga, oh, wait. Chugga, I think chugga I'm confusing chugga us with chugga someone else. Chugga, let's begin. Chugga, here is joke chugga number one. Chugga, why didn't chugga the T chugga Rex cross chugga the road? Chugga, did you chugga expect there chugga to be chugga any road chugga 66 chugga million years chugga ago? Chugga now joke, chugga number two. Chugga to be chugga clear first, chugga MY chugga A stands chugga 4 million chugga years ago. Chugga here we chugga go. Chugga dinosaur diary. Chugga date 60 chugga 6M chugga YA. Chugga dear diary. Chugga today was chugga awesome. Chugga the absolute chugga best. Chugga I feel chugga like I chugga could live chugga forever. Chugga in other chugga news, the chugga large space chugga object has chugga moved closer. Chugga now for chugga my final chugga joke. Chugga here we chugga go. He chugga Rex won. Chugga wait, chugga they're extinct. Chugga they can't chugga say anything. Chugga, oop, chugga, that's my chugga time. Chugga, I'll see chugga you next chugga time for chugga stand up with chugga Chet. Chugga better scram chugga before that chugga asteroid hit. Okay, it's time for round three. The final round. If you've gotten it right so far, this is the make or break moment. Here we go. Chugga, is the chugga animal a fake chugga A? The largest ever turtle, the now extinct giant sea turtle, weighed as much as a standard city bus. Chugga, is chugga B? 300 million years ago, dragonflies grew the size of modern-day gulls because if they were any smaller, they would get oxygen poisoning. Chugga is chugga at sea. The largest ever dinosaur, the Argentinosaurus, yes, it lived in modern-day Argentina, weighed up to as much as 10 elephants. Chugga is chugga at D. Though today the elephant is the largest land mammal, believe it or not, the largest land mammal to ever live wasn't the mammoth, but the giant rhino, which weighed in at over 20 tons. This is a tricky one. As I wait until we go the way of the non-avian dinosaurs, I'll give you 15 seconds to think of your final answer. Your time starts now. Time's up. It's time for the reveal. The Animalia fake of round three was... A. The largest ever turtle, the now extinct giant sea turtle, weighed as much as a standard city bus. There was no such thing as a giant sea turtle, which weighed as much as a bus. Instead, the largest ever turtle was Archelon Ischyros, only weighing as much as a pickup truck. So this means that dragonflies and other insects grew so big because if they didn't, they would get oxygen poisoning. Here's the breakdown. According to some research, oxygen has stronger effects on the larvae. During the Carboniferous period, when giant dragonflies and cockroaches roamed, a rise in vast lowland swamp forests caused oxygen, aka O2, levels in the air to be 50% higher than in the present day. This oxygen then dissolved in the water where dragonfly larvae live. According to studies on stonefly larvae, which live in the water before becoming adults, just like dragonfly larvae, are highly sensitive to oxygen changes unlike their adult forms, likely because insect larvae absorb O2 through their skin, giving them no control of how much of it they take in. Adults, breathing through holes in their bodies, don't have this problem. Oxygen can be poisonous in high quantities. Humans exposed to too much of it suffer all sorts of problems. Since they couldn't control the amount of oxygen they took in, one way to keep from getting poisoned by too much O2 is to grow bigger. If they're bigger, they absorb less oxygen relative to their body size. Say you're pouring water into a glass and the water is overflowing. If you can't pour in less water, one way to keep it from overflowing would be to get a bigger glass. The Argentinosaurus did weigh as much as 10 elephants at up to 75 tons, and the largest ever land mammal was indeed the giant rhino. Mark off your point, correct guessers. Okay, it's the time we've all been waiting for. All of our winning contestants, those who got all three rounds correct, will win a... T-Rex Garden Gnome. Have you ever wished that you'd replace the boring old garden gnomes in your yard? Have you wanted to have a ferocious Tyrannosaurus Rex guard your home? Well now, if you won, you can get your very own. Just show us your winning score sheet and pick one up at the exit after the outro. Chica, but wait! Chica, you don't chica have to chica wait until chica after the chica outro. Not again, chat. The contract says no prize launching war weapons, period, now. Chica, oh, but chica, I'm not chica using a chica prize launching chica war weapon. Chica, I'm using chica prize chica launching hose.
Oh, what?
Chica giant chica souped up chica garden hose that launches chica prizes.
Oh no.
Chica, oh yes.
Yet another loophole.
Chica, yet another chica loophole.
It's like all of our contract specialists are trying to make these for you.
Chica, I wonder chica why.
Please no, chat.
Chica, turn on chica the faucet.
Stay calm. Just move calmly to the exit and collect your prize if you won. They're boxed up so they shouldn't be broken while I do the outro. Alrighty then. Animalia Fake is a production of Kingdom Animalia, the zoology podcast for kids. The Kingdom Animalia Podcast podcast. You can download the official Animalia Fake score sheet to play along next time at KingdomAnimaliaPod.com/AnimaliaFake. You can read the transcript and check my work cited using the link in the show notes or on the page for this episode, which is at KingdomAnimaliaPod.com/AnimaliaFake/dinos.
You can send in questions, episode suggestions, including for Animalia Fake categories, and riddle guesses to our email, contact@kingdomanimaliapod.com, or use the contact form on our website, which is at kingdomanimaliapod.com/contact. Again, you can refresh your memory on what the riddle for episode 12 is by going to kingdomanimaliapod.com/riddle. I'm your host, Devin, and your announcers are Chet and Cat Chickadee. So, until next time, keep learning the truth about this amazing kingdom, Animalia. And please, please do not launch garden gnomes that look like prehistoric theropods through giant garden hoses. Bye! Shook a garden gnome, shook a fly. Shook a hello, podcast shook a listeners. Shook a, it's us. Shook a chat, shook a and cat. Shook a and no, shook a this is, shook a not, and shook a ad. Shook a we're here, shook a with, and shook a announcement. Shook a do you, shook a want to, shook a ask us, shook a questions. Chicka got any chicka burning inquiries? Chicka to ask? Chicka the famous chicka chickadee brothers? Chicka will send chicka them in. Chicka we're planning chicka on doing chicka and ask chicka the chickadee chicka brothers bonus chicka episode. Chicka you can chicka use our chicka email, which chicka is chet. Chicka this is chicka the time chicka you need chicka to cut chicka out the chicka chickas. chickadee.pod@gmail.com. Chicka subject line, ask the Chickadee Brothers. Chicka or use Chicka the contact Chicka form, which Chicka is at chickakingdomanimaliapod.com/contact/ACB. Chicka just state Chicka your name, Chicka or just Chicka say anonymous. Chicka your email, Chicka if you're Chicka using the Chicka contact form. Chicka and your Chicka question or Chicka questions. Chicka, thank you, Chicka, for your Chicka time. Chicka, bye! Chicka, bye!